Welcome back to EcoTalk, and I hope you find this segment as inspiring as I think you will, because we are going to be talking about the environmental activists of tomorrow, except they've already gotten a jump start. Three teenagers from around the country who have done work that is so extraordinary, they stand out to be among the seven recipients of the David Brower Youth Award. They are in the Bay Area to receive their award this week, and among a lot of notoriety and a great trip to Point Reyes, a hiking, camping trip, they also get $3,000 in prize money to do what you want. I bet knowing them, they're probably going to apply it to the work they've done. So joining us in studio first is Xander Schrodes, a 15-year-old from Florida, and you're working to save the sea turtles?
Right, yeah. I started the program when I was about 11 years old with a grant from the Venice Foundation, which is an area around us. And I started the project with this grant with the inspiration from a lady named Linda Soderquist. She showed me what's going on our beaches with the local sea turtles. And I started the program with just whatever I could find. I developed a sea turtle costume that I let the kids see the anatomy of the sea turtle. And I have ping pong balls, which are about the same size of a sea turtle egg. And I let them bury them in a sandbox. And then I show a slideshow. And the kids are learning a lot, and so are the parents. Because the kids and the parents don't know what they're doing on the beaches that they're hurting the turtles. They're littering on the beaches. They're leaving beach furniture down there. So they don't know what's hurting them, and if they're just educated on what they're doing, they're going to stop. They're not trying to harm the environment or anything. So I've gone around to different schools and libraries and, like, Sarasota Reading Festival and just reading festivals like that. And currently I've just finished my activity book. It's called Turtle Talks, the Activity Book, which goes along with the program. And it gives kids something to take home so they can show their parents and then through word of mouth educate their parents on what they're doing. Because in Florida, we have lots of tourists that come down from the northern states, and they come down and they're on the beaches having a good time, but they don't know what they're doing wrong. They're throwing the plastic bags in the water, which the sea turtles are eating.
So they're along public beaches where people are just walking and doing their usual trashing?
The sea turtles come up and they nest at night, and then we have beach walkers that go and mark the beaches where the nest is, and so that's how we can record the data. But, yeah, so they're right on the beaches that thousands of tourists come down to every year.
Wow, people are probably surprised to learn about this and grateful that you're alerting them.
Yeah, I go around and do a lot of beach cleanups, too, or just give people a paper bag that they fill up with trash, and they'd be amazed what they can find.
Xander Schrodes, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be looking to hear more about your work saving the loggerhead sea turtles from extinction along the Florida coast. And our next recipient in studio is Andrea Garza. You are from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And among other things, you started protesting a proposed nuclear waste facility in your community?
Right. I'm originally from Brownsville, Texas. And I was 13 years old when I heard of this proposed nuclear waste dump site happening in Sierra Blanca, Texas, which is a ways away from Brownsville. And so I kind of thought it would be great to join this statewide campaign that was happening, not just statewide, but also internationally with the, you know, communities that are right along the border on the Mexican side. And so I formed a group of young people, and we joined the statewide campaign, and we attended hearings in Sierra Blanca. We attended protests at the state capitol and joined efforts with a lot of other organizations and individuals who were fighting for the same thing. And we took our ancient form of prayer, which is Aztec dance, to the community of Sierra Blanca and held that ceremony there to pray for the community. And that was, like, the first success. It was a success that the dump site didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And
can you claim some of the credit for that?
A little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know,
good for
there
you.
Was a lot of other, you know, folks and organizations that were involved in kind of like this.
But you represented the youth voice.
Right.
And what did that do to sort of reaffirm your understanding of the power of one?
Well, I definitely think, because it was like the first kind of direct first-hand campaign that we were involved in, and then to see it and successfully was very inspirational and allowed us to continue doing the, you know, work that we have done since then. And after Sierra Blanca, we kind of stayed organized as a group and started organizing around issues like the militarization of the border. We started a Know Your Rights campaign to inform the community and create community awareness around human rights and what to do when you're stopped or detained by immigration.
What are you working on now? Is that your project now?
Actually, now, this project of Esperanza Unida in Brownsville, Texas, was started 8 years ago when I was 13.
Wow.
I left Brownsville when I was 17 years old, and the project still exists to this day. It's still very active. The young people are still very involved, and they're still doing lots of great work that I support, and I, you know, go back there several times a year to support the events that the young people are still doing. But currently I moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I work with a project there called Young Women United, which is an organizing project created by and for young women of color in Southeast Albuquerque.
What does it mean to you to get this prestigious award?
I feel very honored to be recognized along with these six other amazing young people who are doing amazing work all over the country. And so I just feel very, very honored and very blessed to be recognized in this way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And our third recipient of the David Brower Youth Awards joining us in studio is Daniel Rosen, a 19-year-old from Flagstaff, Arizona.
How are you doing?
Congrats. And you attended a summit, I understand, called Healing and Redefining Our World Youth Summit, and that was kind of an eco-epiphany of sorts for you?
Yeah. I moved out the following year to where I came in Flagstaff, Arizona, to help organize another summit called the All People's Power Summit, Building Communities of Hope, Strength, and Sustainability. And this was part of a project of organizations called the Black Mesa Water Coalition and Native Movement. Black Mesa Water Coalition is organized around the effort to stop Peabody Coal Company's wasteful pumping of pristine drinking water from the Navajo and Hopi people, which slurries coals to the Mojave Generating Station and produces power for L.A. and other cities in the Southwest. But the Navajo people, many of them still don't have electricity, even though this great source of energy is being pumped from them, and it's taking the water away. All whole aquifers have collapsed. So it's part of a broader environmental justice project that's been going on for nearly 30 years since Peabody Coal started mining.
And you're still organizing summits for youth?
We had our last summit out in Hopi, and the theme behind that summit was the art and earth. It was how art can be incorporated in action. Bertolt Brecht said that art is not a mirror to hold up to reality, but a hammer to shape it. And many youth in our organization are using spray paint, they're using poetry, they're using different kinds of independent media to change the world, shape it, to mold it, and using art as a means of creating change. And it's a powerful thing. And we also, at that summit, were helping our friend Lillian Hill, who lives out in Kokotsumvi Hopi, build her house that's out of mud and clay. And that's also an art form, is natural building, sustainable building.
I like this quote attributed to you. You say, "We are essentially firefighters putting out one bad policy after another. These gatherings," I presume you're referring to the summits, "allow us to have a perspective of where we are in the battle and where we need to be going."
Exactly. I think with every organization, we need to have the ability to create space for ourselves as organizers, as people, as families, to get together and take a step back and look at our approach. And I think the more that's incorporated into our work in terms of supporting each other in this way, the more effective our work will be. And I think it's really important for youth, particularly youth from impacted communities, to get together and share ideas about different struggles going on, because it's all one struggle, you know. Like Andrea here was working on in stuff in Albuquerque, but it completely relates to what we have going on in Flagstaff and the rest of northern Arizona. And the fact that we're able to meet in this type of situation and unite as different organizations only makes us stronger. So it's a really important thing to bring together people who are working on similar issues in different places to build a movement that goes cross and interregional.
And how do these activities affect what you want to do as you go through college and out into the world?
And people always ask me, you know, what do you want to be when you get older? And I always tell them, you know, what I'm doing right now, I think there's nothing more
good.
Exciting.
We need you, all of you.
there's nothing more exciting than seeing youth get together and start to shape the world in a way that can make positive impact on people's lives and really take hold of our destiny, not just say, not just submit to it, but say, you know what, we have a role in this, and beyond that, we're going to shape it. And I think that's a powerful thing once you realize that responsibility.
And what is this public recognition that you're getting mean to you and your work?
You know, it's probably one of the honors of my life to be standing up on that stage with the young women from Northern California, Andrea, and the rest of them. I think it really shows to me that youth are not only being recognized, but we're really, really important to this movement. Without youth, there will be no longevity within the environmental or any social justice movement. And the support we are getting is really, really necessary and needed. And I'd like to thank Earth Island Institute and any other nonprofit or organization or family or community that's supporting work young people are doing, because in the end, that's the work that will be primary and it will always be primary.
I love what you say. It's the honor of a lifetime, and you're only 19. May you have many honors ahead of you and much great work ahead of you for all of you.
Thank you for having us today.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thank you for doing what you do. Congratulations again from EcoTalk. You're listening to the show that is greening the red and blue states one show at a time, and we will be right back with more Green Talk for you. Stay with us.